Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.
Mentioned one earlier on, I thought it was genius. I saw a video on TikTok of a guy peeling an apple. Now, peeling an apple, as you know, it's a fairly easy job. However, he used a drill. Drill into the apple, and then had the peeler and just pressed the button on the drill and peeled the apple in about 5 seconds. Then he got a potato and did exactly the same thing. Any chefs listening, happy days. Isn't that fantastic?
I have to say, I said it yesterday, I don't know about getting a drill out when I wanted to peel a potato, but listen, if you were that way inclined, getting a drill out in general to me, I'm like, oh, getting a bloody drill out. But I am going to actually witness this video so I can see it myself, because if it makes it that much easier, you never know. Peeling potatoes for Christmas when there's about 100
people.
Exactly,
you have 100 people to feed, you know, and you've got potatoes to peel. Job done.
Give it an old try and see how it goes. Got a really good one for you for a candle. This works. I tried it. It's amazing, right? You love candles. You want your house to smell good for hours. You can make an orange or lemon candle made out of the fruit itself. What you do is you keep the peel, cut it in half, scoop everything out so there's no fruit left. Then use... You know the way you can buy candle wicks?
Mm-hmm.
You basically have a load of candle wicks, which I actually got some of because I thought I really wanted to try this. You secure the candle, stick it into a bit of the pith at the bottom of the like bowl almost, like, and you burn within the orange or lemon. So you get the scent of the orange or the lemon coming through, and it doesn't, it just keeps burning around it but doesn't burn the skin itself. It's deadly.
Interesting, yeah.
So you get the smell of an orange. You know the way, like, when we were younger, I think we used to put the orange peels on the fire, the stove in the sitting room to get the smell, because it was nice. But this is literally getting that citrus smell for hours and hours. So you just literally half it, take, scoop it all out bar a bit and put a wick in it and burn it. It's amazing.
Smell of onions and garlic from your fingers when you're cooking, yeah? They can be a bit of a pain, and as much as you wash it, the smell always remains. But apparently there's a hack for this. If you wet your hands and rub your fingers on something stainless steel, be it like the sink or the kettle, whatever you have, the stainless steel, it works. It gets rid of the smell. Don't ask me how. I don't know the science behind this. But they say it works. So if you want to get rid of the smell of garlic and onions off your fingers, despite washing your hands,
that's the way to do it.
That's the way to do it, apparently.
And the other great thing about onions is smell of paint in the house yesterday, put some onion in the room. It seemed to absorb the smell of paint. You know the smell of paint just after?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
For a few days, it's a bit rank. It seemed to absorb the smell of paint there.
That actually works, does it?
Yeah, it does, yeah. And in the bins as well, for bin smell, pieces of onion to absorb the smell. Onion's really good for that. The other thing is, we know about using clear nail polish on tights to stop the ladder going any further, but if you want to keep your buttons in place, right, simply put a tiny bit of clear nail polish over the threads and it stops them moving around, shifting and coming off.
Yeah.
It's a real good way of securing buttons, particularly if you have the type of buttons you really don't want to be replacing, like on a good coat or something like that. And if you want to clean your shower heads, fill a plastic bag with some white wine vinegar with a mixture of water, put it around the shower head with a rubber band. It soaks the shower head overnight, and when you remove it in the morning, shiny as you like.
Happy days.
Nice shiny shower head. All that limescale gone.
Just wanted to say something in the back of the clear nail varnish you'd mentioned there. That's apparently great for cracks in maybe a windscreen or possibly a phone.
Right.
Nothing major now, just small cracks. Let's say you have a tiny one in your windscreen. Apparently, clear nail polish will essentially fill that in. But you think of like a resin. And you'll see that a little bit better. And the same for your phone screens. If you have a bit of crack along your phone screen, clear nail polish, and you should be all right. Save yourself a few bob there. There you go. That's what we call them, the Home Hacks. And they're back next Tuesday on East Coast FM.
Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.